What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Cookie, Jasmine, and Jester are in the house.
Hello.
Coming at you at this on this Saturday night. What's up, Jasmine?
What up?
How was your week, dude?
It was all right, but it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, so that should tell you a lot. I'm doing a radio show instead of being out and about.
It means you have your priorities straight.
It means I don't have kids and I'm a sad, sad person.
It means the booze and the alcohol are here.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that how most friends' house parties start? It's just, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just, you know, hanging out, having a drink, having a smoke. All right, I'll be right over.
All right. I was sick in the middle of the week, so...
What did I tell you about swallowing?
So I had to be a fucking tough cookie and go to work. Sick. Fuck it.
So, you're that asshole that spreads the love to all of your coworkers?
Yes!
You're the reason the rest of us get sick?
Yep.
You bitch.
Well, I'm all Well, at least she's not shooting her coworkers.
That's true.
Spreading the SARS.
Spreading the SARS, the Asian bird flu.
Yep, typical.
So this week in the news and last week too, been blowing up about all the gun control and the school shootings and the kids getting ready to walk out on school on like different days. And mind you, these are the same morons that were eating Tide Pods. If anybody needs to stay in school, it's them.
Exactly. Stuff like this scares me because it's like you raise kids. I don't have any kids. Both Jester and Jasmine do. But I feel like I'd be that one guy that raises that killer, and then it'd be like, oh, what was your dad like? And then I'm like, fuck. Which dad are you talking about? I have two of them. I'm like, no kids for me.
And what about you, Jasmine? What do you think about this? All this walking out of school to protest and guns and...
They have like... shoot me signs on them. It's like they want to get killed.
They're just like moving into one direction to give the shooter a better like chance.
Seriously.
I don't know what my stance is on that per se, but I heard Trump was pretty much wanting to arm teachers and give them guns.
They barely pass college. That's why they're teachers. Why give them a gun?
I feel about that.
They can't even buy them paper and fucking printer ink, and they're going to buy them a gun? Like, are you fucking kidding
but
me?
Here's
I'm
gun.
Joking about the teachers. I live at home with my grandma.
And all these teachers are like, I'm going to change my profession if I am going to have to handle a gun. Because no shit, they already deal with all these little shits.
Go back to that stripper pole.
You're going to give them a gun? Like,
yeah, that somebody didn't think that one out.
Shoot themselves or shoot the fucking kids. I don't know.
You better spit that gum out, Jimmy. Holding a gun in a kid's head. No, what is 4 times 5? Mr. Smith and Wesson says you're wrong. And think about this. How many fucking teachers were you assholes to when you were in school? Like, can you imagine if they had guns? How many of us would not be here?
I wasn't smart, so I had to kiss ass for good grades. So I was friends with all my teachers.
I had a part-time job. I just paid for my grades.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm not really keen on guns, per se, so...
What about a samurai sword, Jasmine?
That's right up her alley.
By the way, she calls her vagina an alley, so...
That's where she stores the ninja throwing stars.
I thought those were her nipple covers.
They're like Transformers.
Yeah, it's self-defense. I don't know. I mean...
Oh, yeah, it's beginning to sound...
I don't think guns belong in schools, though. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that at all. Like, as a parent, that doesn't make me too comfortable.
And you know what? People were talking about the security guards that were on site or somewhere nearby that were armed and did nothing. And I got to refer to what Jim Jeffries said. The average security guard makes $16 an hour. Not a whole lot of wiggle room to be a fucking hero.
Yeah, I really admire there was apparently a football coach that threw himself in front of students. I'm all like, what are they paying you to throw yourself in front of students?
How badly do you want that fucking raise?
Jesus. Oh, you come from money. Okay, I get it now.
So then it there's,
he's a hero. I'm joking.
There's been so then the NRA and Trump had a meeting about this, and Trump went in all hard-assed about how the gun control laws were going to change and they were going to crack down and things were going to be completely different, and he had his whole spiel about it. They go into this fucking meeting. They come out like 2 hours later, and he's like, it was a good meeting. And right now, nothing's going to change.
Comforting, comforting.
So it's like, it was a good meeting for the NRA.
Were these bankable hours, sir?
For boxroom banter.
honestly, I don't think it's going to change.
There's
no way. Like, people will fucking, people are already losing their shit.
Well, Go ahead.
And they haven't even done anything yet. Can you imagine when they do something? Like,
what do do?
No. And we're back.
I don't think, for me, the bigger question was, for the most recent shooting in Florida, the shooter was expelled. To my knowledge, I don't believe he finished at that high school. What are they doing him, letting him back, or how did he get back on campus? Like, what was that about? Like, how did he just walk on campus? Like, who dropped the ball there? Like, oh, you're here to see a teacher. You go right ahead, sir. Like, really? Like,
the FBI knew something about this kid, and they didn't really do anything about it.
They have that wait and see attitude, like a Jim Henson, and we all know how that turned out.
Damn, that was dark.
That's a Family Guy reference. I try to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see any changes anytime soon. Maybe for, you know, the generation that experienced the shooting, yeah, like maybe their grandchildren. But I don't think in our generation we'll see any changes. People are way too stubborn about guns to this day, at least with our generation. So,
yeah, and
until we get rid of the lobbyists that support the NRA, I don't think anything's going to change.
Yeah, they're expecting people that were like hardcore old school and brought up in the era of like guns are good, and then now wanting them to basically ditch all that programming and go with now guns are bad and you have to ban them. And it's like you're saying, like Jasmine said, like it's not going to make a difference right now because you still have those people that are in power that are under that programming of guns are good and we're going to keep our guns and like fuck you if you try to take them away.
I just think it's ridiculous how we live in a day and age where certain laws are placed, rightfully so, where to adopt a kid, you need to have a certain amount of income or you need to have that stability, which is smart. If you're going to adopt a kid, you need to have all those things in place. Or to get married, depending on your religious beliefs, you need to have couples counseling and you need to do certain things before you can even get married or have a kid. But yet to get a gun, you go to a gun show, you show that you're of age and they'll give you that gun on the spot. And that's kind of ridiculous. Like if you're a pregnant teen, you're having kids willy-nilly or whenever you want, but to get a gun, it's that much easier than to be a pregnant teen. That's ridiculous.
Isn't that the best time to be to get
pregnant? Shut up, shut up. You're basically you and I both come from Hispanic families. We both have teenage parents.
That's the best time to get pregnant is when you're a Mexican teen.
Who did your mom take to prom? Oh, you. She took you to prom.
We had matching outfits. It was very tastefully done.
I imagine so.
But no,
there was a babysitter on site at the school.
That was the principal.
And so I'm listening to these dates where they're going to do these walkouts, and I'm thinking, okay, I get this one, I get this one. And then they bring up the 420 one, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, try to pass it off however you want, but everybody knows goddamn well why you're not going to school on 420, and it's not because you're mad at a handgun.
Yeah, seriously, the 420, anybody who doesn't show up on 420 should just know that they're being, like, known as potheads now. Oh, pothead. Ooh, you're a pothead? Really?
Like those idiots that fucking deck their cars out and go to EDM. It's just like a target for the cop saying, there's drugs in this car.
Yes.
No, and they're trying to pass it off. Oh, it was the Columbine anniversary. I was like, it was also Hitler's birthday. It was also my best friend's birthday. I mean, like, but you're not mentioning that either.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, it's 420. And you know how many kids, like, how many stoner kids got shot at Columbine on 420? Zero.
Yeah.
So how are they going to sit there and say weed is bad? It kept at least 12 kids alive.
It's keeping three of us kids alive right now.
Right. And now it's keeping adults alive.
I can't be considered an adult yet.
I think chronologically we all, like, kind of fall into that range, but...
You're using big words I don't understand.
When did this happen?
Yeah, like, when did this adult shit kick in? That was that was unexpected and unwanted. It's like that guest that comes over and doesn't unannounced and doesn't ever go home.
Sorry. My bad.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
The other one. So in all this, I wonder how much longer this fucking gun shit's gonna last. This everybody on their soapbox about guns until, I guess, what, the next major thing happens, and then everybody beyond to that.
Yeah.
It just, and there were two schools locally here in the Whittier area that, a couple days after that shooting happened, then they caught another kid here that had a whole, like, arsenal that he was prepping. And then at another Whittier High School, there was a kid arrested for, like, making threats. And so that started me thinking, like, okay, great. Now how many of these geniuses are going to start saying this fucking wild-ass shit just to get, like, attention and, you know what I mean? Like, try to get their 15 minutes of fame.
Okay, so how safe is that now, like, that there's threats locally, and yet locally they're going to be doing these walkouts? That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, certain colleges are like, if you walked out due to, you know, the whole gun control issue or whatever, and you get, I don't know, like, I don't even know what the fuck to call it.
Shot?
I'm losing my train of thought here. Oh, that certain colleges are like, we're not going to penalize you if you got in trouble for walking out or something.
Penal.
Due to the gun control issue or something like that. Oof. I don't know.
It's college.
Finish school.
It's college. At that point, if you don't show up, your professor doesn't give a fuck. They got paid already.
Yep.
It makes no difference to me. I've already been paid. Should have been the official statement.
One student, 100 students. I still go home to a house.
I don't give a fuck. You can all fail. I have tenure.
They're all making guns out of, like, the 3D printers these days now, too. I was watching a 3D printing documentary on Netflix, and I saw that, like, as part of it. And some little Texan kid is, like, you know, just posting it all over the internet, I guess, on how to, like, 3D print guns and shit. And I'm over here like, oh, great, this asshole has to ruin it for everybody. And of course you have to be from Texas. Cool.
Stereotype much?
I wonder if they'll try to break away from the union if they pass like these ridiculous gun control laws.
What, Texas?
Yeah.
If Texas will secede.
That's it. We're now officially part of Mexico.
Break down that wall.
And they're going to be like, just move the wall north. But yeah.
No, yeah, I don't know. Everyone's talking about that. Oh, we're going to have a civil war if ever that happened or whatever. I don't know if I can imagine that.
I couldn't. I hope it doesn't happen.
Guns, really? People are just going to like have like fucking social media wars. Like,
yeah, everybody's just going to bitch on Twitter.
Yeah, basically.
Which is the best place to bitch.
They're
going to
be keyboard warriors about it, but that's it.
Well, I guess the world kind of trending the direction that it has been, maybe it will be like that instead of like a whole, you know, two sides and, you know, guns and, you know, armies and all this other shit that happened like once already. Didn't seem to turn out really, really good for like the people that were not involved. Houses burned, people died anyways. So, but as much as I think it's unlikely, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if something did pop off as a result. You know what I mean? They riot when the fucking sports teams win. Can you imagine if they get their guns taken away?
Oh, God.
Yeah, right? So, I don't know. Hopefully that shit doesn't happen.
Hopefully.
Because I've grown accustomed to, you know, not getting shot at.
That'd be nice.
But you grew up in Boyle Heights.
Yeah, but I've grown accustomed to not being it now.
Oh, okay.
It's much better now.
Right.
So, but that's not all that was going on in the news, and thankfully, and another big thing that's going on in the news, I'm actually going to let Cookie take away, and this is the the Oscars. I know he's. I'm glad he's sitting behind a table that's kind of on the other side of the room from me, because I'm sure he's got a huge boner about it now.
Shut up. Get down. Get down.
Enlighten us, Cookie.
I think in all other aspects, I am a horrible homosexual male. I'm not in shape. I'm not educated. I don't have a shitload of money. But when it comes to the Academy Awards, not even the Tonys. I wouldn't even watch that shit. That's too gay for me. I love me the Academy Awards. I love it. I really enjoy it. And I'm going to place down who's for you some.
This year, do you know?
Huh?
Who's going to be hosting this year, do you
Jimmy
know?
Jimmy Kimmel got called back for a second time. Second time in a row. He's going to host.
Who?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, okay.
I wish he would do it with Adam Carolla and like do it like the Man Show style.
Oh, that would be awesome.
With the Fox or somebody that at least looks like the Fox.
But also, so if anybody watches the Academy Awards, I'm not too sure if Jester or Jasmine do, but last year the flub with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, they had been asked back this year to redeem themselves so that apparently they're going to be presenting Best Picture and hopefully they get it right this year. So that was kind of funny. But Just to go over the major categories, these are my predictions for the top five major categories, because these ones are I guess are like the most popular and what most people have questions about. But I feel after following it for so many years, they're probably the most predictable. So let me just run over this real quick for you guys. Mind you, I do have a huge boner over this. This does excite me to no end.
I know. Say this is like Cookie's version of nerding out.
I am totally nerding out right now.
This is the way Jasmine and I feel about weed and video games.
Yes. Right? Just give me some pills and Oscar. Oh, yes. And the Academy Awards. Oh. So right now, the front runners, the ones that I predict to win, Best Picture, I'm not going to go through all the nominees. I'm just going to just key point the winners. I predict that Three Billboards is going to win Best Picture. I predict that Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour will win Best Actor. I predict
that guy's still alive.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes, and I believe this is only his, Gary Oldman. He's been around for years.
Immortal Beloved, right? He was Beethoven in Immortal Beloved.
I believe so.
And he was who was he? The Harry Potter, right?
Mm-hmm.
The third one, I think.
Yeah, and this is only his second nomination. The last time he was nominated was for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, I think. I believe that was the title. But I believe that he's going to win for Best Actor for portraying, I believe, Winston Churchill. Best Actress is going to be Frances McDormand for Three Billboards. Best Supporting Actor will be Sam Rockwell, maybe with a Woody Harrelson upset. And Best Supporting Actress will be, where is it? Damn it. Allison Janney. I just want to make sure I have everything correct. I know who I predicted. I just want to make sure that, okay, for I, Tonya. So those are the big ones. Those are the ones that if you follow it whatsoever, you can kind of like, oh, yeah, they're going to win. Most of these actors going into award show, like, season have won, have, like, swept, like, the Golden Globes, the BAFTAs, the Screen Actors Guild, and now, like, the Oscars, like, the big one. But there's not really much question there. I mean, a lot of people, I think this time of year, like, there's a lot of office pools and who's going to win. And a few times I've been asked to fill them in, and a lot of time I come out, like, 90, 95% right. But, yeah, those are going to be the big winners. I think I'm most excited for Allison Janney. She seems to be pretty awesome. But I thoroughly enjoy the Oscars. I'm not going to lie. I stopped watching, like, full the way through for the past 2 or 3 years now just because it's been become so predictable. The gay in me loves the red carpet, but even that's not the same since Joan Rivers has died. Shut up. You shut up.
So it's becoming more and more like the Super Bowl, in other words, then, right?
Yes.
Where you just expect that, like, Tom Brady's going to be there or some, in some way, shape, or form, yeah, be a part
exactly,
of it.
And... exactly.
I heard the name Tom Brady.
We were just mentioning how the Oscars have become so predictable, that I was like, so then it's become like the Super Bowl because, you know, then every year it's been like you expect to see Tom Brady or like him be in it or win it or in some way be involved with yeah. it. And to be honest, I'm getting sick of seeing that guy. I mean, like, good for him, but Jesus, I want to see a different game next year.
Yeah, change it up a little. Like, I mean,
just look at Gisele Bündchen instead.
Honestly,
his
like
wife.
Even the
wait,
whole...
doesn't Tom Brady have herpes?
I gave it to him. That's right. And even...
or is that a wrong football player?
I'm sure most of the NFL have herpes.
Well, let's see if I guess we're gonna have to follow up on this one, right, for his predictions and see which ones came true. I think maybe we'll post Cookie's predictions up on the site on this episode.
And, who do you think was gonna win Best Actress again?
Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Who else was nominated?
Oh, thank you for asking. I dripped a little.
That table that he's sitting at just raised another like 2 inches.
down.
Keep your hands where I can see him, you degenerate.
There's a knot in the wood. I'm good. The nominees for Best Actress are Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water, Meryl Streep. This is her 21st Oscar nomination for The Post, Frances McDormand, and then Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, and who I would like to see win, Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird. So those are the top five. Those are the Best Actress nominees for this year.
Wow, she's really young, isn't she?
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, she's only, I think, 22, 23. Yeah, but this is her third.
How old was Jennifer Lawrence when she won the Academy Award, I wonder?
22.
Oh, so she's still got plenty of directors to sleep with before she's going to win one.
And we all thought her career was almost over when she didn't thank Harvey Weinstein when she won it. She redeemed herself on the way to the governor's ball thanking him.
Hand job in the hallway?
Yes. That was her next movie. But, yeah, so there's a lot of newcomers, a lot of first-time nominees. Saoirse Ronan isn't one of them. This is her third nomination, second for Best Actress. But I don't know. There's not much diversity when it comes to not necessarily the nominees, but when it comes to the winner. Like, if you win the Golden Globe, pretty much, you're going to win the Oscar. I mean, there's been a few times here and there, but the only difference is like, at the Golden Globes, there's a Best Comedy Actor and a Best Dramatic Actor, and it's usually the Best Dramatic Actor winner that wins the Oscar. Once in a while, you have a Best Comedy Actress that wins the Oscar, like Helen Hunt, when she won for As Good As It Gets. She won for Best Comedic Actress, but she went on to win Best Actress. But it's pretty
How do you think that goes in correlation with, like, the Screen Actors Guild Award or something?
Oh, the Screen Actors Guild Award just solidifies the winner. Because if you win the Golden Globe and the Screen Actors Guild, you're pretty much going to win
like
the
Oscar. That's like a triple whammy.
Yes. And there's not much diverging from that. Like, because the Screen Actors Guild Awards and the Golden Globes happen within, like, less than a month of each other. So by the time you win that Screen Actors Guild Award, you know who the front runner is going into the Oscars. And all the nominees, the ones that I told you, I believe won the Golden Globe and the SAG. So they're going into the Oscars, they're shoo-ins.
That's it. That's done deal.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's the winning ticket, huh?
And then it's even more so if you win the BAFTA, because the BAFTA is the British version, the European version, I guess, if you will, of the Academy Awards. And like I said, the winners, the nominees that I told you also won the BAFTA, to my knowledge, I believe.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's just, even more so.
I feel like I don't even really start watching these movies until after the Academy Awards most of the time. It's like, oh, okay, that was nominated. Let me look into it. But and then I start watching the movies.
Yeah. Don't lie. You've been bootlegging those things outside the dry cleaners months before the Oscar nominations ballots came out. Look at her trying to fucking take the moral high ground.
That's hilarious.
I pay for the movies that I watch. Thank you.
So it's not considered stealing, technically.
I will have you know.
MoviePass subscription, thank you.
What is this MoviePass you speak of?
It's like Netflix, except you pay for it, and they give you a card, and you get to watch a movie every day.
Did you say Netflix or Nutflix? Because those are two different things.
Netflix. That's what I heard.
Netflix. That's what happens after Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
Is it called Netflix and chill?
Dude, that would be a killer idea for a spinoff of Netflix that just sends out porn DVDs and call it Nutflix. Netflix.
Thank you.
I wonder if there is such a thing.
Why did you give this out into the universe? Now someone's going to steal your idea.
I don't know.
Is there even any sort of subscription service for porn?
I know I'm paying for it. But I prefer my porn live, like theater.
He's into webcam porn.
No, I mean literally sitting in the room while they're doing it.
You know, I hear in other parts of the world that there is such a thing.
Like, really?
People just go to watch sex shows.
Let me look that up.
We should look into that. Hit that up one on a future broadcast, because that one could get interesting.
Yes, it can.
So... Yeah. Speaking of interesting, I had a friend of mine ask me a really interesting question, and it got me to thinking, about those friends that come up to you and they want advice, and you know, they're generally genuinely asking for advice, but some of these questions, oh my God. Okay, so one of the questions that was like that, and I'm going to pose this one to you guys.
Pose away.
They were interested in getting a massage with like basically a rub and tug, but didn't know how to approach the masseuse about it.
A rub and tug? I think I had that bedtime story read to me when I was little. By Father so-and-so, or Monsignor something.
By Uncle Cousin?
Yeah.
So the question was, how do I approach the masseuse about a happy ending?
Maybe you have to say it more like happy... You say that, Jasmine. How do you say happy ending?
Happy ending. Oh. I don't know. I tried to say that in like a Korean accent, but I don't think it worked.
And then he asked, like, how much does it cost? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I would assume like the same amount of money that you're giving them to give you a massage.
So I'm like, it's free 99.
Free 99. No, what I would have told him was, I mean, if this masseuse is known to doing that, obviously there's pricing out there. So I'd ask his friend, well, what have you heard people paying for said happy ending? So say like, oh, they charge $20 extra for a happy ending. So before they even start the massage, say the massage is $20, you put $40 down and just wink.
Right?
That's what I would do.
Hmm.
And what I have done. And it works every time.
Maybe I should ask aunt or something. See if I can get professional opinion.
She has insider trading information.
Yeah, seriously.
So that question got like sparked an idea, and it was basically one of us is going to ask a question saying, it's a situation. I want to, you know, ask this person about this or talk to them about this, but what do I say to them or how do I ask this?
How much blood is too much blood in my urine?
Oh, in your urine. I was going to say, I was going to answer the question. I was like, when it starts to smell like chump change like around Nichols. The room, it's too much blood, but...
if you require a tampon...
It starts to smell like pennies. It's too much. I don't know.
So... The object of this one, it's a kind of a mini game that we're going to start trying to do here. For example, here's an example question. I want to talk to my girlfriend about a threesome, but what do I say to her? How do I approach it?
And our response is to help you answer that?
Yeah, like you would have to, like you're delivering the message to the said girlfriend.
Okay.
So why don't we start off with an easy one? We'll start off with that one. So I wanna.
God, I'm gonna suck at this game because I suck at communicating. Real talk.
I thought just
mine will
you
always
suck.
Be like, I'm gonna try not to make this awkward, and then ask my question.
All right, Cookie.
That's how I'm going to approach everything, but I mean, I don't know. So how do you approach asking a threesome? I would probably honestly, like, maybe just, like, watch some porn or something and then just, like, bring it up right then and there and be like, hey, how do you feel about, like, bringing somebody in?
I'd say it's medically prescribed.
I went to the doctor. He said I needed to have a threesome. We got to do this. We're under a doctor's order.
You have to follow it up with a cough. Like, it's getting worse. Hurry before that number doubles. 2 weeks later, it's a gangbang now. I hope you're happy.
This is how it progressed.
All right, Cookie, what about you? You got a question that you could pose and we'd have to... how would you ask this question?
How would you ask... A part of me wants to be genuine and ask a legit question, but a part of me just wants to make it funny. This is hypothetical.
Oh, man. All right, so we're getting a true statement.
Shut up. No, I think this is relatable. This isn't altogether true, but I think we've all dealt with it. How do you tell the person you're dating to not be so cheap?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I already figured it out. That's the fun part. So let's see if I got it right in the way you guys would have recommended it to me to go about it.
Okay.
I just threatened to leave.
My opinion, how I would approach it would be like, damn. God, I'm going to struggle with this because I really don't like it when guys are cheap at all.
Sarcastically.
So the only thing I can think of is like to make it seem like, hey, it's a little bit one-sided. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I paid for this. Like, do you mind if you, you know, pay for this next time or something? That's how I would kind of approach it.
Oh, but you see, it's not even that. Like, you're going to make me sound like a dick now. Thanks, Jasmine. Thanks.
Wait,
why would you say that?
Oh, maybe I can help, though, before. So maybe the sarcastic approach, like if you're always buying said person drinks, hey, who taught you how to drink? Oh, so-and-so did. Oh, really? Did they teach you how to buy, too?
Oh, that's good. That is some good shit. Why do you look at me when you say that?
That is some passive-aggressive shit, though.
No. Okay. Let me give you the...
That is the shit that's going to cause you, like...
I will
fight.
I didn't say it was the easy way.
I'm totally going to be honest. Okay, so... it's not necessary... Okay, so my fiancé is frugal. Which means it's not that he doesn't pay, but whenever it's his turn to pay, we're not going to as nice of places when I pay. But then with that being said, when I pay, I'm usually picking. He's not picking. So it's not like he's asking me for an expensive place, and then when we go out and he pays, he just picks. It's like if I pay, I pick. If he pays, he picks. It just happens to be that when he's paying, he's picking something cheap. But no, he has gotten better. And this was like we've gotten together and broken up on two separate occasions. And since we've gotten together this last time, that's not an issue. That's why I said it's been since resolved. So I kind of brought it for like genuine, like if anybody has that concern kind of answer, but then also for like the comedy aspect of it, because it's funny. It's like, I don't care. I mean, you're broke.
Yeah.
No skin off my ass. Does you being broke change the fact that you have a six pack? No. Okay, we're good.
That's what matters is the six pack.
Yes, and I'm talking Heineken.
Oh, damn. I was thinking about something new.
No, he does.
The Heineken's cool, though.
Yeah, it is. It's not bad.
What about you, Jasmine? You got a... How would you ask this question?
How would you ask a person how satisfied they are when it comes to sex?
I don't know if it's necessarily... it's not passive aggressive. I always make it sound like, so if I'm asking that person, I was like, oh, that was all right, right? And then like, so I make it sound like, oh, it wasn't the best, but I had a good time. How do you? And that always gives me the response that I want. Like, no, that was great. Okay, good. We're good. So
I ask in a sense, because like sometimes like not all guys finish. Like, oh yeah, like you know, like sometimes you'll have sex and then you're
sweetie,
like,
they always finish. What's wrong with you?
Sex and it just doesn't happen. Like the orgasm just doesn't happen, and you're just like going at it for hours and hours, and you're like, all right, we're just showing off.
Well,
like,
stop pumping them full of whiskey and roofies before you sleep with them.
Oh no, but have you ever heard of the term edging?
Yes,
I've heard of that actually.
You know what that is, right?
Frustrating. Yeah. It takes forever. It goes on way too goddamn long.
And guys love doing that on purpose.
It's straight purposefully up done. Doing it until the point of climax, but stopping. That's what edging is, right?
But you keep going. You keep going. So guys, including myself, will keep doing it to get to that point. And then finally, when you do it, it's amazing. So it's not necessarily that they're not coming right away. They're just waiting for you to go back at it and keep, so that you continue to do what you're doing, whether you're giving them head, anal, whatever. It doesn't matter. They're going to continue to like drag it on as long as possible.
Good God. But sometimes you just get lightheaded, man. Like,
come up for air.
You ever get to that point?
Get a Dasani.
And it's like,
well, stop doing the standing 69s.
Or do a cartwheel and maybe you're on top this time. I am sweating like a hooker in church. These withdrawals are awful. Just kidding.
So, did I answer your question or no?
No, you haven't answered my question.
Okay, and so just repeat the question one more time just so I make sure I have it right.
How did I know you're going to fucking ask me that question? I said, how do you know, how could you tell a person how satisfied they are during sex? I think that was my question, right? Or is that a different question?
You wait till after you've had like a long session, and then you look at him and go, "Fuck me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that the best fucking shit you ever had?"
You cocky motherfucker.
And if not, and if they don't want to have sex again, then you get your instant validation.
God damn it!
Ta-da!
That's good. That's good shit.
So we came across this video, we came across this video, and we're gonna go ahead and play it for you. It's just you'll hear the audio only, and we'll post the link to the video itself. And this guy is a professional dry humper. So I'm going to go ahead and just start the audio playing, and then we'll get into some opinions after that.
My name is Nico, and I do professional dry humping. Actually, I prefer the term alternative love therapy. When you come in for an alternative love therapy, you're getting a full eclectic mix of Eastern medicine that I've brought right back here to the heart of Santa Monica. My clients come to me for a variety of reasons. Some are lonely. Some of them are just trying to recapture their youth, the innocence before sex was considered mandatory.
I find it nostalgic. Now everyone wants to have casual sex, but it's all about the raw passion when I was younger.
The benefits of alternative love therapy are amazing. Decreased stress levels, increases in serotonin, decreases in cancer rates, healthier lifestyles, happiness. These are just all some of the small benefits that you get from dry humping.
It makes me feel like a goddess, and it really allows me to focus on the real human connection. And I found it therapeutic, and that's the magic about it.
Alternative love therapy is magic. It's what makes outer core so amazing.
It makes me feel warm in this lonely, cold world. And that is why I come here.
You can't dry hump another human without creating a connection. And that connection is what moves the world forward.
And so that's the end of the video. But yeah, crazy shit. So opinions?
If that's a thing now, I would have been making so much money in eighth grade. Dry humping, really?
Right?
I could have charged for that.
It's like, what do you want to be for career day? A dry humper.
I could be a fucking millionaire by this point.
Where's the booth for that at career day? I like when she said, that's what makes me come. No one's coming.
That's the point.
And they kept referring to it as magic. It makes her feel nostalgic. When I want to feel nostalgic, I watch reruns of Saved by the Bell and Melrose Place.
Yeah, when I want to feel nostalgic sexually, I just jerk off to Baywatch, old episodes of Baywatch again. Dry humping, really? That's like going the extra mile.
Yeah, seriously. That's awful. That is just awful.
Dry humping, Jesus. Where do you get trained for this?
You get trained through puberty for that.
Yeah, exactly.
At puberty the local training. Middle school.
Friend zoning, I don't know.
With the football coach.
I want to do that. Can I do a friend zone, like a friend zoning therapeutic session? Because I'm really good at being in the friend zone.
What does he call it? Alternative love therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah, alternative love therapy.
What like if he comes in, it will be like a sex. Biohazard.
Isn't that ironic?
And what's up with that chick? She sounds like a ballroom dancer or something.
She sounds like she just got off the fucking boat. Or donkey or whatever, as it were. But...
In Santa Monica, I want you to research this business, this place of business now.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Well,
what is his name again? I forgot what his name was.
Nico.
Pervert Nico. McPervertson.
Nico Pervertson. I mean,
what kind of white boy name is that, Nico? I've never heard of a fucking white boy named Nico.
I assumed it was one of your guys'.
I've been to a sushi restaurant called Nico Nico. Maybe he's part of that chain.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know about all that.
All the sushi there was covered.
I will pass.
So, other than watching it, well, I guess we'll do some research and see if it's actual, if it's real. I doubt if it's real. But
that
but
seems too legit to quit.
But you know what? Like we said, there's a market for fucking everything. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I think we start the research on Craigslist.
Done and done. See if it,
find Nico.
Or maybe we should put
Finding Nico.
Finding Nico. That's what we'll call it, Operation Finding Nico.
I will be Dory.
Just keep humping.
What if we do this?
Instead
what if we
just keep swimming?
What if we post an ad on Craigslist and say that we're offering our professional dry humping services and see what kind of responses we get.
Oh my god. Just don't post my picture on there, please.
Fine, I guess we'll have to deal with
less
hits.
It's going to be like an array of people thinking, you know, it'll be a free happy ending, but it's only dry humping, no happy ending.
No humping, no dumping.
I'm out.
I had a masseuse say that one time because I looked at the sign on that was hanging on their door, and I'm like, "What's up with that sign?" Because it says that they didn't offer erotic services at this location. So I'm like, "At this location?" I'm like, "So there's a location where you do offer it?" So. I started laughing. I was like, how often do you get asked that you have to post signs? And she's like, a lot. And
yeah, I bet.
And she's like, yeah, this sign's funny. It says no humping, no dumping.
That's nasty.
So, that I mean, I don't know. I think we probably get some pretty funny fucking responses from that. Like, in terms of...
Who's interested?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or what kind of questions they'll ask.
It's crazy.
Oh my god.
I think maybe we should do that in some of our off time. We'll just put together an ad for Craigslist and see.
I have a lot of off time.
Yeah, either it gets responded to or it's one of those ridiculous ones that gets shared on Facebook.
Either way, we win. We win. Win-win.
Jasmine's cousin's in the house.
And we're back.
So, I don't know about you, but I've been having trouble sleeping lately.
Dry hump. It increases serotonin.
And apparently,
it helps you relax.
And it apparently reduces cancer levels. So it got me to thinking, like, you know, because I would get up and like kind of walk around the house, and it's like you hear like different sounds from like different rooms and like different the way different people sleep and what they do with their, in their sleep, whether they're farting or snoring or drooling, yes, or yes, talking or walking around.
Oh god.
So have you ever been accused of being that annoying person that like kept somebody else awake?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I snore.
I am a very loud sleeper.
Like from the neighbor's house or from...
Yes.
Oh, holy shit.
Everything short of night terrors I do in my sleep. Snore myself.
I just, like, have to be turned a certain way when I sleep. And apparently what, I hog the covers because I roll the same exact way each and every time. And I kind of just... I don't do it intentionally, but yeah. I hog covers, apparently, and I snore. I mean, it keeps people up. It sucks.
I do all that. Talk, snore, fart, drool, all that. I am like the worst sleeper.
I am a self-conscious sleeper. See, I know I snore, so I remember, like, if I were, like, in a group of people, I wanted to be, like, the last person to go to sleep because I didn't want anybody knowing that I snored. So... I would much rather hear everyone snore before I do. I don't know.
That's why I was glad when everybody... Or
I just, like, stay awake the whole entire time.
That's when I was glad when all those weekends when, like, you and all the guys from the band would come down and, like, crash at my pad that my room was in the back. I didn't have to hear any of you fuckers.
Oh, thanks.
Because I came out a couple times and, like, a few of you were fucking snoring. And I was like, god damn, I'm glad my room's nowhere near you guys.
Oh, fuck. Oh, god. So this has been going on for quite some time. Oh, Jesus. I thought this just started to happen, like, recently, but I guess, okay.
Nope. So, yeah, no, me, I, if I go to bed, like, drunk or extremely tired, I snore, but I hear that I move around a lot. Like, I'm kind of like a restless sleeper. Like, I keep turning over.
Well,
yeah.
There are certain things that I think are just unhelpable. Like, the snoring, if you're a snorer, you're a snorer. The flatulence, I can't say that I've slept with somebody who hasn't farted in their sleep. That's just something that you're not awake. You can't control it. That one's always funny. I am like the hugest. I am the hugest child. If I am asleep and someone farts when they're asleep, I laugh so hard I fart.
Oh, fuck! Remind me to not sleep right next to you. Jesus.
I do
Christ.
Too, though. If I'm kind of awake or semi awake, and I hear somebody fucking rip a fart in their sleep, I fucking start laughing like there's no tomorrow.
It's hilarious.
Oh god.
Slightly yeah, better than when
I've literally woken
farts.
Myself up from my own fart before. I was like, "How fuck did I fart?" And it was probably just. He probably didn't even fucking hear it, but
he smelled
it. I did. It woke myself up. Like,
he gets up. Who died in here?
I remember when I was growing up. I was maybe like 10 or 11. I shared a room with one of my brothers, and in the middle of the night, he like rips this super loud, like ridiculously long fart. And at the end, it's like quiet for 3 seconds, and then both of us start laughing like Chris hysterically.
Holy shit.
So yeah, that shit never gets old.
Being gay with having like nothing but male cousins on both sides, you don't have a lot of advantages, but one of the big advantages you get is you lose shame at a really young age. Like, you have no shame at all whatsoever. So thank you for that, Jester.
You are welcome, sir. It was my pleasure, and everybody said that I was wrong, and didn't your brother ask for restitution for because everybody was saying that he was wrong?
I'm curious though, guys, like, what were your reactions when your partners had done that, like, for the first time?
I just
were you just like, it happened?
I started laughing so loud that she woke up.
Did you, like, crack on it?
No, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm gay. I like when guys do guy things like burp, fart, anything like that. But the farting to me is just funny. It's hilarious. Like, that is so funny to me. Like, there's not, like, when you hear someone fart, like, you can't help but laugh. It's just funny. The snoring doesn't bother me at all. Like, I don't care if someone snores. I could care less.
Okay. What about you?
I thought it was so funny that I started laughing so hard that she woke up and she was like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, you fucking dropping ass, like, all loud. And she got all embarrassed and then got up and then left for, like, a few minutes and then came
to
back.
To finish farting.
Yeah, and then didn't talk to me, like, at all. And even, like, the next, like, for the hour of the next morning when we woke up, she, like, really talked to me. She's like, why was it so funny?
This is like the relationship I'm in right now. I feel like this is the most comfortable I've ever been in. Like maybe in a relationship period, to be able to do stuff like that and be okay with it, kind of. Because it's something I was, like, super self-conscious about. Like, burping, farting in front of somebody or whatever. Like to this day, if I have to take, like, a dump, like, in someone's house,
tell me more.
I would be, like, running the water. Just so they wouldn't hear anything that goes on in the bathroom. Like, that's just the type of person I am.
Just to let you know. Just to let he knows why you're running the water. Just letting you know.
Now he knows why I'm running fucking water.
I usually just play a video on my phone.
I just tell Fuck Checker, you can continue talking to me through the door, but I wouldn't recommend it. And then, or if she's, like, in the shower and just barely getting out and I, like, really need to go, I'm like, I'll just walk in and say, you can stay if you want to, but I wouldn't recommend it.
So how long do you normally take holding in your farts in a relationship when you're, like, or when you're dating? Like, do you, like, wait for 3 months until you start farting in front of, like, a person, or if it happens, it happens?
It's different when it's two guys. There's no fucks given.
If it's audible, maybe not right away, but I still don't hold it. Like, I just try to make it so that it coincides with something loud going on so they don't hear me.
Okay. Because I remember a friend of mine made a comment or whatever when my boyfriend started, like, farting in front of me. He was like, oh, he's getting comfortable now. He's definitely serious about you. And I was like, what? Like, because he's starting to fart now in front of you and taking a shit. While you're showering.
I was on a relationship milestone. I was on a date at Disneyland one time when I was, like, in high school. And, like, I dropped one in line, and then when people started smelling it, there was a baby nearby, and I looked at the baby. I was like, ooh, the baby needs to be changed, and said it just loud enough where people heard it. And so,
terrible. Like,
and the people left line to go change the baby.
I was gonna say, they were probably in line for, like, forever, and you made them fucking go to the bathroom for nothing.
Were they in front of you or behind you?
They were in front of me.
Yes. two spaces up.
That's terrible.
It was like in line for Pirates of the Caribbean. And
that's
it was
what
like,
I was picturing. That's hilarious.
Just when you're about to go inside the building, that's where we were at.
My well, daughter, I remember we were with. In a movie theater and it was like dead silence and she just farted. like duck farts. Like repeatedly for freaking 3-4 times in a row and she started cracking up. And I'm like, shh. And she was like, I farted, mommy. And I'm like, shh. It's so fucking embarrassing. I remember when she was a kid, she was like probably like 2 or 3. We were in the public bathroom and I guess someone was taking a dump. And she was like, we were right next to, you know, the stall where someone was taking a shit. And like, she straight up just goes, I think someone's pooping. And I'm like, shh. And she looked down to look at the person's shoes and she goes, mommy, she's wearing cowboy boots. And I'm like, oh my God, you need to fucking get out of here. She just straight up called out the person who was just like farting everywhere.
That was me. I was wearing cowboy boots.
I took my niece when she was younger to the store with me one time and we're standing in line. And the market's pretty crowded, so, like, there's a bunch of people in line. And she rips this fucking loud fart, like, right in the middle of the line when I'm, like, paying for groceries. And I just looked down and I was like, and she's looking at me, she doesn't even care. She's like, what? I was like, wow, you are your father's daughter.
No. I have a funny story. I have a funny story about that. The same niece, who's my niece as well. When she was little, like a baby little, when she would fart, she'd always pick her head up after she fart and look to see where the noise was coming from.
Oh, God, that's great. Yeah, my daughter is, like, really not much of a lady when it comes to flatulence. I try to tell her, hold in your farts, go to the bathroom, and she's like, but it just happens. And I'm like trying my best to like get her to like, you know, go somewhere, be a lady, go do something else, go in a corner, but nope. She just rips one.
Just like doesn't mommy.
Care. She'll be like, you know, we'd be like at the bus stop or something waiting for her school bus and she'd be like sitting on the cement and it would like just vibrate off. The sound would just make it even louder and she would just be like, eh, farted. And I'm like, oh God.
We all know.
Yeah. Whoa there. That was not my daughter, but it really was.
where they do stuff out in public and you just look at them and like, God, where are your parents? And then like leave. All right, guys, well, we are coming up on our time here, but we are going to be coming at you tomorrow. I guess you'll be hearing it today. with some Rice and Beans Radio. Jasmine and I are going to play some tunes for you and talk a little bit about the artist and get into a couple games here and there. So don't forget to check that out. That's going to be live on our YouTube channel tomorrow or today if you're hearing this broadcast today on Sunday. And we're going to be doing, our regular shows. And we're going to work in some more of the Rice and Beans Radio. So those musicians that are out there listening, like I said, send in your music and we'll get you on there. And I think we're each going to take turns is what we decided playing DJ on Rice and Beans Radio. So you'll get to hear each one of us in kind of that more radio type style show. So don't forget to tune in. Until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.